6:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Hegarty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois, and personal injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is tonight to my right.
I'm to the right.
Twin brother Billy.
Hello.
And the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien, to the right of him. Hi, Clay.
Thank you, my lord.
I want to thank Pat Chase for being on the episode last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of hot gigs coming up.
Yeah, he does.
Hot Pat.
Hot gigging
I think
Pat.
He lined up something at the Improv in Schaumburg, too.
He's headlining the 26th there.
Yeah. He's got that place in the palm of his hand.
He's becoming the darling of the of the Improv out there.
Yeah, it's a nice spot, I'm telling you.
The Schaumburg Darling is his nickname.
What's Pat's nickname? The Schaumburg what?
Darling.
The Schaumburg Darling. Pat, I hope you're listening, buddy. Break a leg this week.
Yeah, hashtag Schaumburg Darling. Tweet that.
We might have to tell the guys, maybe that's how he gets introduced at the Improv. You have to go on as the Schaumburg Darling.
You know who's the darling right now?
Who, Clay?
Edward Pinheiro.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Kicker of the Chicago Bears.
I mean, to jump right into sports, we almost have to with that.
Sports talk.
What a kick, huh? What a kick.
Amazing.
Put the ball right through the poles there.
The defense is so good. Our offense is like, oh, man. But, yeah, that was pretty incredible. 53-yarder. Three on the day.
10 seconds of that game was a chaos.
This is the Chicago Bears Denver Broncos game for our listeners who are out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of towners.
Everyone in Toronto.
There's a lot of hype here in Chicago about these Bears skis.
A lot of doubt. People are still complaining about Mitchell Trubisky and his play.
Yeah.
They're not convinced.
It was a good heck of a clutch throw at the end of that game,
Sure.
Yep, I agree. Moved his legs a little bit, got up there in the pocket, threw a dart. Right over the middle.
Yeah.
Absolute dot.
Put us in position to make that kick. That was a great game. Vic Fangio's a great coach. Broncos are going to be good.
Yeah.
I only say that after we beat him. If we lost him, I'd be like, yeah, they, you know.
Can you imagine if he missed that kick? It would be riots.
They were talking about that in most major sports post-game shows. They were saying, everybody couldn't help but think about that double doink from last year.
Yeah, they'd be flipping cars in Schaumburg.
They would be flipping cars in Schaumburg.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's up with you guys?
Nothing.
Billy's beard's looking good.
It is. It's thick.
He's got a little gray coming in there, a little Seeger gray coming through.
Some Seeger gray.
Night moves,
baby. Yeah. It's coming in. I don't know. I'm toying with the idea. I'm like, this time I haven't trimmed it at all.
Yeah, you're gonna let it go.
I'm thinking about just letting it get kind of burly for a while and see what happens.
You're gonna be one of those guys. Now those guys are everywhere.
Yeah,
the burly guy,
the bald guy with the burly beard. Who is
just the burlies?
They're burly.
Oh, you're with the burlies now.
Interesting. It seems to be an epidemic within the hipster community, huh?
It's a symbol of laziness, I think.
No, I don't know about that, Clay, but it is. It's
you're
a thing.
Defending the burlies?
I defend the burlies, yes. Although I'm not very burly.
Did you hear Billy join the burlies?
Right.
Yeah.
Billy joined the burlies.
That's right.
It's an unreleased song by Queen.
It is. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about joining the burlies. I don't know, though. We'll see how kind of scraggly it gets or Craig Kimbrell. Exactly.
It seems to be huge in all professional sports.
The bald head and the big beard?
Just the giant beard in general.
It's that look.
Who started that?
Craft beer nerds, like any guy who's bald with a beard and he starts talking about beer, people lean forward a little bit. What did he say? What did the bald guy with the beard
say? Well, maybe the beard, they get a little extra beer on their stash and they get to taste the hops longer. Savor the hops in the stash.
Why the beard? Savoring the hops. Of course.
Yeah.
You fool. Drinkers have beers.
And then he gets on one of those bicycles with the giant wheel in front and the little wheel in back, like an old-timey one.
Right.
It's very Logan Square.
He says, follow me around the brewery.
It's very Logan Square.
Follow me to the next craft brewery.
Yes.
So yeah, the beard, that's what's going on right now. Yeah.
I missed out on the whole craft beer thing because I quit drinking back in, what, 06?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that didn't take storm. I mean, I'm sure it was taking storm beneath my feet somewhere, but
right,
not around where I was hanging out. People it were just pounding Budweiser's where I was at.
It reached its peak, I think, like 2 years ago. It could peak again. You know, I don't know what the next thing, you know, but.
You think Eddie Pinheiro's a craft beer guy?
No way.
No, I think he's more like a.
He's a. He's probably having scotch. He should be now.
I think he probably drinks Monaco's.
What's Monaco's, Bill?
They're ready to drink RTDs, like alcohol, like tequila.
Whoa, listen to Bill throwing the acronyms out here.
Whoa,
Liquor Billy. You know, we forget that Bill's in the liquor industry. This is a very chic look in the liquor industry.
Liquor Billy.
The beard and the bald head.
No, not really. I mean, yeah, there's guys that have it. I don't know.
It's soft.
It's soft.
I mean, it makes you want to, yeah. It makes you want to rub your face against Bill's.
It does?
I'd see Pinheiro drinking a Manhattan. He's real no-nonsense.
Really? You think he's kind of like
he's got two earrings.
We should call him up and say what kind of drink
he wears. Double stud earrings. You know how
I bet he drinks
self-confident
Don Julio,
you have to be to
Don
do
Julio,
that?
Don Julio, 1942, Monaco's, and
you should send
White
him
Claws.
A bottle, Bill. Congrats on the kick. Love, Billy.
Right.
Hoolies, hoolies.
Yeah, maybe send him a bottle of
congrats on the kick, tough
San
guy.
Matias Grand Reserva from Sazerac.
Now Johnny Brennan's on the show. Frank Rizzo.
That'll be a silent tribute to John.
Right. Maybe we get Frank Rizzo to call Johnny to call up Eddie Pinheiro.
You think if Eddie Pinheiro, you know, walked into the same restaurant you were eating in, you would even recognize who he is?
No.
Right.
No.
That's the great thing about being a kicker.
You think so? Is that you get a certain amount of anonymity?
Hit. You don't get tackled during practice.
Right.
And you can go to Arby's and no
but
one will bother
it's,
you.
But it's real, it's huge extremes, right? You only get known if you hit like a great game-winning great kick or if you lose the game. Right?
Yeah, but
no one's talking about the kicker unless
who's
that
who's the most
event
famous
happens.
Kicker ever?
Morton Anderson.
Jack Dempsey. Isn't that guy, the guy's name?
Yeah, the guy with the half foot.
Yeah, Morton the Pittsburgh Steelers guy. Morton yeah. Anderson. Yeah, Morton Anderson. Kevin Butler.
You wouldn't know Morton Anderson if he came up to you and asked you for a quarter.
I don't know. I might know him.
I doubt it.
That's a good poll question for our radio listeners.
Like Janikowski.
How many
would
people would.
Stefan Janikowski. Oh, Steve Vanderjagt.
Who are the brothers?
Justin Tucker.
The brothers.
The Grammaticas.
Yeah, the Grammaticas.
Oh, we've talked about the Grammaticas.
Benatieri. Yeah.
But, like, here's the thing about Pinheiro, which is, you know, Eddie P, Eddie Money, and how he hit this kick.
Rest in peace,
Eddie Money.
Chicago's never really had a Latin American
kicker
or anybody from the Latin descent. So I think if there's a big market, think about the Bears. There's a huge market for the Hispanic community. And as a Bears fan and as a
marketing
Bears
specialist.
Organization, you got to be thrilled that this is your guy right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you're in a big city market and more fan base. And Eddie P could be a phenomenon this year, you know? I mean,
you know how else you can.
Bill, your beard is giving you so much credibility right now. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe that's why I did grow it.
Another
like,
way to grow
let me
your...
talk to you about this brand real quick.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay.
Another way to grow your fan base is just win ball.
Just
games.
Win. Yeah.
Al, that's what Al Davis would say.
That's right.
You know what Eddie Pinheiro
That's what
had?
Gina Davis would say.
Her too. Her too. Do you know what they all have in common with Eddie Pinheiro?
They love oatmeal.
They do. McCann's Irish oatmeal, and they eat bowls of it when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
To make them the great people that they are.
Mm.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
When a party gets rowdy, the Irish call it a Hooley! Yes! The Chicago Community Trust welcomes you back to the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hooley at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish-American film festival in the world, and you're invited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street. This year's Trinity of Films are delightful. Misty Button, The Man Who Wanted to Fly, and Comer, A Galway Rhapsody. Funny? Yes. Thrilling? Yes. Terrific entertainment? Yes, indeed. And they're Irish. So come celebrate the pride, swagger, and legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hooley. Go to moviehooley.org for more info. Join me and a bevy of Irish hipsters for the weekend at the Irish-American Movie Hooley. Paddy's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the Hooley, along with the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, and Culture Ireland. Yes, culture. Oh, so classy. Yes, go meet each filmmaker each night and sample some of the complimentary Paddy's Irish Whiskey in the lobby. That's right. Complimentary Irish Whiskey every night. Yes! Don't miss the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hooley at the Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America. MovieHooley.org. See you at the movies, Hooley.
Do it.
Yeah.
Go to the movie, Hooley. It's going to be a great time.
I'll be there on Friday night.
I'll be there all nights, I believe.
Will you?
All night.
I'll be there all night. Come and see me. Say hello.
Hey.
Ho. Welcome back to another week of silliness. We've been speaking of Bill's beard.
Yep.
We got sports out of the way.
Mr. Pinheiro. We like saying his name.
Mr. Pinheiro.
And in the moment of all of that, we did mention Eddie Money.
Yes, we did.
The late Eddie Money.
The great late.
He passed away. And I didn't see what the causes were, finally, of Eddie Money's death. Did you, Bill?
He had throat cancer, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
See, we're talking about cigarettes and...
stop smoking, you jerks.
I bet Eddie Money was a big smoker.
What was Eddie Money's... was Money his real last name?
His real name was Edward Joseph Mahoney.
Yeah. Oh, an Irishman. I think we've talked
half
about this before.
Half Jewish, half Irish.
From New York City.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
He's going to be an NYPD policeman.
So I read an interview said that, you know, there's some truth to that, and some, and Eddie Money said to that later, I was never trying to be a policeman.
Oh.
I worked at the police station, like, as, you know, a stenographer, you know, and a reporter.
I think his family was trying to, his father was trying to convince him to become a policeman.
And then he moved out to Hollywood and then San Francisco, I believe.
Picked up a microphone.
Yeah, he was pretty darn good.
Yeah, he is absolute James.
Two tickets to paradise?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know?
Baby, come home to me.
Born to a large family of Irish Catholics in Brooklyn. Eddie Mahoney. Man. Eddie Money. Like, how you... Eddie Money. I mean, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Eddie Money?
So a guy that works in a car wash.
Right. That's where you first heard Eddie Money.
I mean, come on, Eddie Money.
What am I listening to here? This is Eddie Money.
Didn't he recently commercials?
What?
Didn't Eddie Money do a few commercials recently?
Well, two tickets to paradise.
He had a reality show.
And I feel like you hear that. That's like taking care of business. You just think of like a Best Buy commercial every time you hear that song.
Two tickets to paradise.
Right? Why don't you pack your bags and buy a TV tonight?
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't know if that's... I think Eddie Money's best stuff is with Ronnie Spector.
Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. I like Shaking.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking. Yeah. Shaking.
That's a jam,
too. Yeah, that's
too.
A jam.
We should play... Do we have Shaking, Mike?
Oh, Baby Hold On to Me is one of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too.
That's a good one.
Well, Eddie Money is gone. Throat cancer. Our condolences to his family. He was discovered by Billy Graham.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's pretty, you know. That's,
Billy Graham, the preacher?
No, it's not Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
I
found Eddie Money.
I thank Jesus every day that I met Eddie Money. He changed my life.
I'm the man that brought you Eddie Money.
When he sung Take Me Home Tonight, I picked up the Bible and I never looked back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was a different Bill Graham, huh? Oh, promoter.
Yeah, the promoter Bill Graham.
Oh.
The very famous one.
Oh, Billy Graham.
Oh.
Yeah, huh?
He's not a burly, is he?
Yeah, I don't know. Mr. Graham's not a burly. He wasn't a burly.
You know who is a burly? Is Rick Rubin, the producer.
He is. He's got the bald head and the beard. He's a burly.
You should grow your hair long like that. Like Rick Rubin?
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Just super long, bald sides and back.
And like a huge beard?
Yeah.
I might consider doing something that crazy.
It'd be amazing. Do the Reuben. I mean, just wear a shirt that says Reuben.
You got to wear a shirt that says Stink Bait.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about last week.
Last week, we decided that was a great shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a weird thing happen to me.
Come on, what?
You ever meet two people... that both have the same first name as you at the same time.
You met two Bills and
I met two Bills. Like, so I was like sitting down having a conversation with these, and these guys were like talking, and we get done you're at a bar, you're watching the game or whatever, and just sitting outside in the patio, and these two guys are in front of me, they're talking, and the one guy like turns to me and is like, right, ask me. And so, you kind of get involved and talk to them for a little bit. And, I get up and I'm like, hey, it's been nice talking to you guys. Can I buy you guys a beer or something,
Yeah, nice.
And they're like, yeah, sure, And I'm like, well, what's your name? The guy's like, I'm Bill. I'm Bill too. And I'm like, I'm Bill. And all three of us were like, weird.
Yeah, that is
we're all
weird.
Like, wow.
to meet
three Bills.
Yeah. To meet one person that's
a film short right there, Bill. The three Bills.
The three Bills.
The
and then you guys,
guys
all go to a strip club together.
Yes.
There's and probably a bar out there.
No, you guys all go to an Eddie Money concert together. And then go to a strip club.
And then there's bills flying everywhere. Dollar bills.
We go to an Eddie Money concert, yeah, and there's bills flying everywhere.
At money, dollar bills. The strip, it's all related. See?
No, we go to the AC/DC and they Money get Talks.
Yeah.
Remember that up?
Yeah, I remember Mike Hartman had one of those dollars. Money Talks dollars.
From the AC/DC, famous AC/DC video when we were kids growing up. The Money Talks.
Clay, have you ever met? Yes, we know Money Talks.
Have you ever met who?
Have you ever met another man named Clay that wasn't related to you?
Yeah. A few. And but not two at once. That would be overwhelming.
Right? I've never had that happen.
Like, I'm Clayton.
That's unique. It's like a Goocher, you know?
Usually
like,
the people I meet named Clayton are from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually there was a kid at Fenwick named Clay that was on the track team with me. He was a nice fella. I think I spoke to him twice. But yeah, it's okay to have the same name as me. I won't get mad at you.
Okay. Did you see the... excuse me.
Whoa.
Ah. I just looked at a picture of Britney Spears and I had to clear my throat.
Uh-oh.
Was she back in the news?
She's in the news again. There's a free Britney kind of thing
she
going on.
She in jail?
On. No, she's not in jail. Well, but in, kind of, I guess. Do you remember when Spears cracked up a few years ago and had that episode?
She shaved her head and all that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when this is, was that pre or
she was speaking in an English accent?
Was that before or after Federline?
It's after. It's post Federline.
God bless that kid.
Federline.
God bless Federline.
Yeah, God knows what he had to go through.
Yeah, sure. God bless everybody. God bless Federline.
Right. God bless Federline.
I'm thankful for Federline. you know?
There's another t-shirt.
Thankful for Federline. It's our Thanksgiving shirt right there. Hooli's Hooli. Thankful for Federline. Sell 1,000 of them.
Federline sounds like a, I don't know. It's a boat company or something. It's the Federline 2680 jet ski.
Anyways,
I was going to talk about Britney, not Federline. And okay. Now Federline is routing the conversation.
I know. Well, you know,
what's she up to?
Spears has a unique way of creeping into the hearts of
millions
of not burlies, only millions,
but men our age. Because
burly men.
When she came out, and what was it like 98? Spears was kind of starting to, you know,
I never
hit
got
me baby one more time would have been 98.
I never I saw the
video and you're
I
like,
get
oh.
it like yeah whatever
my but loneliness is
you
killing
guys,
me
I remember when we were at
and I
must
I must confess I do believe
like a Vegas,
I do remember
lounge singer.
There's a guy doing that in Vegas right now on a street corner.
I do believe this is killing me.
I'm losing my mind. Hit me, baby, one more time. 25 cents, please, for the next song.
Anyways.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know, just a small little Spears story.
Go ahead, yeah, sure.
I just like saying the word Spears.
Spears.
Yeah.
I remember when we were at Marquette, it was freshman year. And
Spears came out?
No. Fleming, Steve Fleming, our good buddy.
Yes.
We were all in on
Gorgeous
this.
Steve,
yeah.
We call him.
Amateur, I believe, was probably a part of this as well.
James Victor.
And we had a plan that we were going to start telling people that Spears was coming to Marquette.
Oh yes! I do remember that.
I do remember this rumor.
I believe that.
She was like spotted on campus.
Like she was
going
to go to school there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, not to do a concert.
She had been spotted
at the university.
Yeah. Then she had like a friend from Louisiana that
was
going to school
here. I just
saw
Britney Spears in the engineering building.
Yeah.
She was wearing that uniform from the video.
And I just remember being at a freshman bar, Angelo's, up at Marquette, and walking around being like, Spears is coming to Marquette.
I do believe this is killing me.
Right. And I must confess.
Okay, so that was my little Spears story, because I don't know. But
I wonder if
it's a great one, Bill.
Patty never got to his. I want to hear his.
Well, she's in the news.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Free Britney Spears. Conservatorship, I believe is how it's pronounced. When she had her episodes a few years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
She has so much dough that her family was put in charge of her money.
Yeah. Her monies.
Her dad was.
Okay.
And he has like full say, like she gets like an allowance from him, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that she's perfectly happy with the financial situation right now, and she's denied that it's totally still happening, but it's been judged upon. So there's like proof that like her father's like controlling all the dough.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And she stopped doing her tour in Vegas, and she stopped performing, and there's a lot of suspect going on from Britney fans that
Britney has
her career is kind of being held captive, and she's being told what to do. And
By her father?
By her, like, a group of her family members that are, like, watching her dough.
So Britney can't be Britney.
She can't be. She's not totally free, I guess. You know, she's not because she, you know.
What does she need to be free?
Her money, probably. I don't know. You know, that's what she said. She said, "I feel fine. My fans have nothing to be concerned about." And they think that that's.
Are you concerned? You know,
she said, "Don't believe everything you read."
Are you concerned?
Yes, I am.
Why?
What's the main concern? Her health?
Her well-being. Yes. It's always a concern. I'm intrigued.
Take it to court.
I'm intrigued by the whole
situation. Sue everybody.
It's an interesting.
Well, where does Federline fall in all of
this? He's gone.
He's around. They got two kids together.
Yeah, Federline got some dough, I'm sure.
Federline got dough and kids.
Federline got some dough, yeah. What do you mean? He's doing fine. Federline got some dough,
He joined Pearl Jam.
He did. Yeah, I forgot about.
He plays keyboards for Pearl Jam. Come on, Kevin. Let's go.
Federline, huh?
Kevin, you don't know this number? You're totally unprepared. Pull your pants up. I do believe this is getting bad. Yeah.
If Pearl Jam covered Spears,
be amazing.
It would be.
That might happen at the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. You know what
someday.
I did see the other day, and this was actually.
I'm a slave. Oh, you.
Oops, I did it again. played with your heart.
Wow.
Man. I did see, I saw a weird combo like that. Not Spears Vetter. That would be amazing. But I saw a Nirvana clip, and they were covering a Cars song, My Best Friend's Girl.
Rico Kasich, we
lost him, yeah. And I told you before the show that every time I see him, I think of you.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
I think I associate the Cars with you because you either played it in your car all the time or you played it in your house.
I did like the Cars.
Growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Or definitely in college. And I believe there was a Cars song.
Let's go down.
In the Tapioca stage show, the intermission song was a Cars song, I believe.
Oh, there might have been. You might be right, Clay. I don't remember.
Well, just make it so. But he was a legend, man.
He was, and he had a very unique look to him, which is why I think it's funny that you say that. I remind you of Bill is Seeger, and I'm Rico Kasich.
If you guys had beautiful
hair. I think
we're
doing pretty good, then.
I would love to.
Except they're not bald.
No. Seeger's got a great head of hair.
Seeger's got beautiful. He's got wolf hair.
He does have wolf
hair. He's like a wolf.
And Kasich kind of had, like, Ramones.
He did have a Joey Ramone. I think, same kind of
if
vibe.
You had like a butt cut black hair, you'd look amazing.
Me?
Yeah.
Like a leather jacket.
Did you get a Joey Ramone wig?
And just wear that?
Wear it everywhere.
Man, maybe I would. Kind of look like.
You mean like a Howard Stern wig then?
No, his is curly.
It's like Rodney Bingerhammer looked like that. Do you guys know him from L.A.? The old K-Rock guy?
Bingerhammer.
He had that kind of look going. Phil Spector did that look for a little while, I think.
Poor Phil.
Not poor Hill.
See ya, buddy.
Yeah, he's a creep.
So Spears. Yeah, that's music news. I mean,
music news.
Music news. Vetter, Spears.
Kurt Loder and Patty Houlihan.
Yes. Wonder what Mr. Loder's up to these days.
I adore buying something at 7-Eleven.
He's doing all kinds of
stuff. Kurt Loder?
Sure. Yeah.
He's buying a Slurpee.
Loder's.
Do you guys have the blue?
The blue Slurpee?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder is a big fan of the blue Slurpee.
Loves it.
Wow. Yes.
He got hooked on him at Lollapalooza in 94.
Yeah.
He did. Mike, do you have any shaking?
It's a shame that you can't, you know, turn on MTV and have the music video.
No, I know.
It
stinks.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Reality took over.
It did. In honor, let's do a little music break here.
Sure.
Listen to a little Eddie Money, a little Edward Joseph
Everybody
Mahoney.
Enjoy.
The late Edward Joseph Mahoney. Here he is with Shakin'.
Mahoney.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
The Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame will host its 23rd annual induction ceremony on Wednesday, September 25th at Wintrust Arena. This year's Hall of Fame honors Harold Baines, Rick Sutcliffe, Mike McGee, Israel Adonijay, Brian Colby Young, Desmond Howard, Lou Holtz, Jeff Joniak, Jim Phillips, and Patrick Kane. Proceeds support World Sports Chicago, the Chicago Sports Commission, Education for the Underprivileged, and other local charities. Get your tickets now at ChicagolandSportsHallOfFame.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of Fast Times at Ridgemont High whenever I hear this.
Who doesn't?
Moving in stereo. Moving in stereo.
Yeah.
Rico Kasich in the Cars. What a jam.
Jesus.
The late Rico Kasich. Played a little Eddie Money before that.
I'm going to play this for my kids to wake them up every morning.
You should. Great wake-up song. Get on the bus. Send the L.
This is great right here coming up.
Look at that Billy on point right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
They don't make them like that anymore, do
no.
they?
Bieber's not making anything that hot.
No way.
Spears redoes the Cars. No. Spears does the Cars in Vegas. Although that sounds like an adult film, maybe.
Yes, it does.
Pardon me.
Spears and Federline should hook back up and start restoring cars or something. Get
a come out with a car called the Federline?
Yeah, the Federline.
The Ford Federline.
The Ford Federline, yeah. All it does is eat money.
It eats money and blasts Spears songs all day.
Goodness. Bill, you said I took Mikey to a football game.
Yeah.
To the Mount Carmel
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Took my son to the game. It's a great time.
Who'd they play?
They played Montini Catholic.
Okay.
And it was the induction of Dowling Barta Stadium. Mount Carmel now has its own stadium. First wow. time in history, right behind the school there. It's pretty awesome to have it was like the inauguration.
They
and
got
celebration.
Lights and everything?
Everything.
Wow.
Bleachers, lights.
Concessions?
Yep.
Did you eat?
I did.
What'd you have?
Italian sausage sandwich.
Wow.
It's very good. And they had lots of,
In Mount Carmel.
Swag to sell.
Mount Carmel.
It was a cool environment. I hadn't been to Friday Night Lights in a while.
Oh, that's always a great thing.
Yeah, Carmel's highly ranked. They're ranked like 10th in the state, and then Montini was 7th. Or Carmel was 11th, and Montini was 7th.
What was
yeah.
the final score? 60 to nothing?
It was 27-21, I believe.
Ooh, close one.
20, something like that.
Barn burner.
I had to leave early.
Why?
Because Mikey got antsy. You could only take the four-year-old to the game for so long before he's running up and down the aisle, you know? Up and then down, up and then down. I'm going, Mike, chill, you know?
Yeah, no chill.
The guy next to me, who's like an aisle over, he's like, he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know? I said, yeah, he does, Wilbur.
Are you from South Carolina,
right.
sir? Yes!
Are you a Bowden?
Are you a Burley?
Are you scouting
Are you one
someone?
Of the Bowdens?
Yeah. Right.
Are you a Bowden?
Yeah. It's a fair question.
I'm Eric Bowden.
Tommy Bowden.
He's got a lot of energy. I'm Eric Bowden. Put her there.
Then I would have been like, he does have a lot of energy. He ran a 4.3 in the yard the other day.
Sign him.
Yeah. But I tell you, it was a real neat experience. Mikey was into it.
Yeah. Cool.
And
that's
so
great.
He was more into us driving down the expressway on the way there. I'd never taken him into the city at night before.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going down the Eisenhower, and he sees the L rocket past us, and then the city start to appear, and you see
very
the skyline.
Adventures in babysitting.
He was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And then it's I took gritty. Him on the Dan Ryan, and I was like, Doc! You know? And we were on that for about 7 minutes.
Keep your head down.
Right.
Okay.
And then we went on to Lakeshore Drive, and that's a neat ride, too.
Yeah.
I went to the Cubs game on Monday for Maddox.
What?
Yeah. It was Maddox's birthday, and he and his mom are big Cub fans.
Okay.
And our good friend Carmen Maselli took us to the game.
Ooh, that's
hosted
sure.
us.
Yeah.
He's also a big Cub fan, so I want to say thank you to him for having us. And I want to wish Maddox a happy birthday on the air. 9 years old for that guy.
God bless.
Did they win? It's going to get scarier. Huh?
Did the Cubs win?
They did win that night, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and stayed all the way till the end.
Speaking of other fine Italian men, our good buddy, I told him I'd give him a shout-out. Mike Caprero has been listening to the program.
Okay. Michael.
Shout-out to you, Mike. He's a fan. You know where else you can go see and meet some of our fans and maybe us one of these days?
Where's that?
Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern.
I'm always there.
It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. Perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
And if you don't want to hang out in Beverly, you can always go over to the Midway neighborhood and say hello to Mike and Don Courtney over at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub.
We love them.
We do love Mike and Don. They've become part of the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of our listeners have kind of made a gag out of that. They ask me if they can ask for Mike or Don whenever they go over the Twisted
Shamrock.
Sure,
why not?
In the Midway neighborhood.
Just make sure they go there.
Yeah.
So go and say that you listen to the show.
Yep. Yeah. And they'll charge you double.
And tell them that you're a Spears fan.
Yeah. Wear your Spears gear.
Hey, Bears game Sunday, wear your Spears gear.
Right.
Meet me at the Twisted Shamrock.
You guys have Spears
That's
gear?
Truly a twisted spot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any Spears gear.
Maybe we should get Billy some Spears gear.
Where do we buy Spears gear?
We should market
SpearsGear.com. Probably 10 years ago, Walmart had all kinds of Spears stuff. But
right.
Oops. To get Billy a shirt that says oops on it.
Sure.
On the back, I did it again.
Yeah.
Years ago, if you had a Spears shirt, people would rip on you. But now if you wore a Spears shirt, everyone goes,
where'd you get
great.
That?
This guy's a genius.
This guy's brilliant. Where'd you get the Spears shirt? You know? You think people would think I was normal if I started going to the work every day wearing Spears gear?
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, real funny, Patty.
This is all about diversity and inclusion, gang. I'm allowed to wear my Spears gear.
There's probably...
however which way I like.
What if you get
and not be judged for it either.
A Supreme Court case about Spears gear, you and your Spears gear.
Well, see, this is where the ideas section of the program takes over, Clay. This is an incubator idea. Spears gear.
Is there a thing called SpearsGear.com? Because if there's not, we should buy it instantly.
Well, what is it? Schoolgirl skirts? Headbands?
No, it's just t-shirts with Britney Spears drawn on them.
Okay.
I'll do all the drawings.
Well, wow. Spears gear. Spear gear international.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah,
it's the first hit on Google.
Wow.
What's that? That could be Spearhead production.
Online store that sells equipment for law enforcement and security industry.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Body
Spears.
Protection clothing. Insert panels, less leather product. Oh, yeah, I don't know what that means.
Body armor.
They do. They have body armor.
But they don't have Britney Spears themed body armor, do they?
No.
Oops, I did it again.
There probably is somebody.
Bulletproof vest.
There probably is somebody out there that, like, I mean,
if you were like if I was performing at like the MTV Music Awards,
yeah,
someday, you, Billy, someday,
just walk out there with like a nice pair of jeans on and a nice tight like leather sport coat with a Spears T-shirt on underneath it, you'd be money.
You'd be a genius.
Absolutely, you would be money. Bring that
your
term.
Your agent
back.
Would be like, "Dude, great, right. Beautiful,
brilliant." I'm the one who thought of the Spears shirt. Me.
Spearsgear.com.
And then the next thing you know, he was on the cover of Us Weekly. He met people. He was being interviewed on 2020.
Right.
He did 60 Minutes. He's a brilliant guy. Yeah. All because of the Spears T-shirt.
Of the Spears gear.
All because of Spears gear.
God, I think we've killed the Spears.
The Spears bit?
Yeah, let's put her back away for a while.
She can go to
another. Brittany, back in the bottle.
Back for another
10 years.
Is that the noise that she makes when she jumps back into the genie bottle? The
Spears.
Bye, Spears.
Bye.
See ya.
She shrinks, yeah. Now she's the size. Stop doing that.
I like doing it. It's weird.
No, that's a terrible noise to hear.
Oh, that's the noise that the bottle makes when she jumps into it. Bye, Spears.
I hope she does okay. I really do. She's a terrific person.
Wow. She almost went to Marquette, too.
Yeah.
She did.
She should have. She'd be totally different.
Her life would have changed if she had gone up to Milwaukee and learned a thing or two, or about a thing or two.
She'd be working at Aldi in Waukesha.
That's what Mr. Spears keeps telling the court.
She should have gone to Marquette.
Right.
Your Honor.
I wouldn't have to manage her money had she gone to Marquette like I told her to originally.
Marquette. He says Marquette. If she had gone to Marquette, we wouldn't be in this mess, sir.
That's right. All right, can we put her to bed?
Yeah, she's gone.
I already put her in the bottle.
Yeah, she's gone. Back in the bottle, Brittany.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Where are we?
Yeah.
Don't matter. No,
it doesn't. You're in Hooli Hooli Town.
That's right.
Cool. So I do want to tell everybody to go out to the Kura. In a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right? No, not a couple weeks. This upcoming Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it Tuesday or Thursday? Better check that again. I think it's this upcoming Thursday.
One of the days it starts
Thursday.
With T.
It's Thursday. And I want to. Sarah Hand pointed this out last week to me that I think I may have plugged it on Tuesday. It's Thursday, the 26th.
I got it right here.
Yeah. But they had a great. They're filming a TV show, Our Irish Pub, for WTTW, and it's like a lot of musicians, Irish musicians, and they're all performing, and it kind of features the pub, tells a little story about it, and then there's a session afterwards, and the show is hosted by Gaelic Storm's Katie Grennan.
Okay.
And this will be, they already shot one pilot for the episode. This is their second episode they're shooting, so they're featuring three different new bars that they hadn't been to before.
Nice.
And then this upcoming shoot where they're, we're asking people to come to it is at the Cura.
Yeah, they did it at Cork and Carry. They did one spot segment at the Cork and Carry.
Nice.
A couple weeks back, and it was packed, and it was a great turnout. So now they're coming up to the Northwest side, and they'll be at the Cura in Edison Park. All right.
So this is for Channel
11. It's at 6705 North Northwest Highway in Chicago. All right, come and check it out. You got some of the best, traditional Irish music here
ever.
In the Midwest. No, it's in the Midwest, in the Chicago area, and they'll be showcased at the Cura that night. You can be a part of the live taping, sign a release, come hang out with us.
Yep.
Come have a few beers with us and have fun.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you might be able to find yourself on TV.
Right, and then you can, if you listen to this show, you can come say hello to us and tell us your best Britney moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want more information about that taping, it's going to be taking place at the Cura on Thursday the 26th in Edison Park. You can email MikeHoulihan7@gmail.com. So that's MikeHoulihan7, all one word together. And 7, the digit, the word.
Thanks,
so
bro.
So MikeHoulihan7@gmail.com. And then he can answer some more questions if you'd like to bring a group.
Yeah.
Also, next Wednesday the 25th.
Yeah.
Is the Chicago Sportsland Hall of Fame will host its 23rd annual induction ceremony.
That sounds amazing.
It is awesome. I've been to it many times now. It's at McCormick Square's newest facility, the state-of-the-art Wintrust Arena.
Ooh.
And this year's Hall of Fame honors 10 outstanding individuals who make Chicago a world-class sports town.
Absolutely.
And some of the guys going in are Harold Baines. Being, all right. You know, Harold's Hall going in. Oh, yeah. Rick Sutcliffe's going in.
Another Hall of Famer, I believe.
LA Galaxy and Chicago Fire star Mike McGee. Israel Adonijé of the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And then you got Brant Colby, who was on the Niners in Notre Dame. He's going to receive Brant Colby Young, Brant Young from the Niners.
Yeah.
He's going to receive the George Conner Award. Desmond Howard.
Okay.
Michigan Wolverine will be there. Lou Holtz is going to be there.
Yes.
Okay.
He's getting the Lifetime Achievement Award.
There you go.
Lucifer.
No, his name is Lou. There aren't a lot of people named Lucifer outside the Bible.
Just one.
Do you know one?
Yeah, and he's alive and well.
Bears play-by-play announcer Jeff Joniak will receive the Media Award.
Love Jeff.
And Northwestern Wildcat Athletic Director Jim Phillips will also be inducted that evening. And Chicago Patrick Kane will be there getting the Stan Mikita Award. Lots of cool stuff, man.
All right.
So get over there and check that out.
Yeah, that's always fun.
All right.
Eddie Pinheiro might be
there.
That's
next. Now, that's Wednesday the 25th.
That is correct. Okay. It's you can get there. You can go to VIP Cocktails. They're from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then the dinner's at 7 p.m.
Has Kevin Butler gotten that award?
Go to ChicagoSportsHallOfFame.com to find out more and get tickets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Kevin Butler's in it for sure, man.
Very cool. That's a great tradition. I've been to that event numerous times. Always have a great time.
Yeah, good turnout.
Support a good cause and get over there and buy some tickets, get some autographs,
man. Be with the stars.
Absolutely. And then we have a film festival coming up
as well.
That's right. The movie Hooli.
That's right.
Brought to you by Patty's Irish Whiskey.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.
Are you going to
I just pulled it off, Bill. I had it right in front of me, and now I have to go back to it.
Yeah, well, you know, these things happen, but I want to let the audience know all about it.
That's always a great time.
It is. I'm super excited about it. Friday night, Patty's Irish Whiskey will be there to pour some complimentary cocktails.
Very nice.
It doesn't get any better than that, you know. Free drinks, Irish film. Afterwards, you can join us at where are we going afterwards?
The Emerald Loop.
And then you go over there, and there's
talk
film. A nice little spread and more free drinks. It's a great night, great time to interact with all the filmmakers that are in town. All three filmmakers are there on Friday night, which is really cool. You get to meet all of them. Pat, what do you know about it?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You talk film?
You can talk film with me if you want.
Talk about shots.
No, you're going to go there and want to meet the filmmakers.
And what are the movies that are going to be playing?
Friday night is Misty Button. It's directed by Shawnee Segu. He's from Tralee County, Kerry. The film tells a story of a pair of Irish lads living in the Bronx who get caught up in a caper gone bad with a 35-to-1 shot racetrack wager on the right horse by the wrong guys.
Ooh.
So it's that's always the kind of the fun experimental lower budget indie movie.
Yeah.
On Friday nights, and those guys are all coming. So that'll be a great time.
Yeah.
You can meet Seamus and his friends and the filmmakers, and it's going to be a great time. You can go meet us at the Emerald Loop Bar at 2016 North Wabash afterwards and have some patties. Toast it.
God bless.
We are getting towards the end of the show here.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a wild episode.
Yeah.
We'll go to a quick commercial break and then more Hooli's Hooli after these.
The Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame will host its 23rd annual induction ceremony on Wednesday, September 25th at Wintrust Arena. This year's Hall of Fame honors Harold Baines, Rick Sutcliffe, Mike McGee, Israel Adonijé, Brian Colby Young, Desmond Howard, Lou Holtz, Jeff Joniak, Jim Phillips, and Patrick Kane. Proceeds support World Sports Chicago, the Chicago Sports Commission, Education for the Underprivileged, and other local charities. Get your tickets now at ChicagolandSportsHallOfFame.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggerty's. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
When a party gets rowdy, the Irish call it a Hooley. Yes, the Chicago Community Trust welcomes you back to the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hooley at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish-American film festival in the world, and you're invited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street. This year's trinity of films are delightful. Misty Button, The Man Who Wanted to Fly, and Comer, A Galway Rhapsody. Funny? Yes. Thrilling? Yes. Terrific entertainment? Yes, indeed. And they're Irish. So come celebrate the pride, swagger, and legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hooley. Go to moviehooley.org for more info. Join me and a bevy of Irish hipsters for the weekend at the Irish-American Movie Hooley. Paddy's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the Hooley, along with the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, and Culture Ireland. Yes, culture. Oh, so classy. Yes, go meet each filmmaker each night and sample some of the complimentary Paddy's Irish Whiskey in the lobby. That's right. Complimentary Irish Whiskey every night. Yes! Don't miss the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hooley at the Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America. MovieHooley.org. See you at the movies, Hooley.
We're back. Go to the movie, Hooley. It'll be a lot of fun.
See a film on a big screen.
Yeah. It's been an episode of Spears Talk.
Craziness.
Movie Hooley Talk.
I had car trouble.
Oh, come on.
This week, you know.
Quickly.
So. We're plagued by that. I spent four hours at the North Riverside Mall on Saturday, and then two different tow truck drivers.
Don't bring us down with your Ford problems.
Yeah, well, you know, Fords and starters. Figure it out. I'm learning a lot about them.
But you need to get a new Federline.
I need to get a Ford Federline.
You need to get you a brand new Federline.
Get a 2020 Federline.
That's what the tow truck driver told me. He goes, you're about to Federline?
He was Southern. As always.
No, actually, my tow truck driver.
He was the same guy that was at the Mount Carmel game.
Yes, he was. Oh, Mr. Bowden.
I drive tow trucks in the off season.
Right. Those guys will be at the movie, Hooley. They'll be there. They'll be at the Cura.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was. It's not a fun experience to sit there when you're stranded like
no,
that.
No, of course not, Bill.
Especially in like a mall. Like certain places, you're like, all right, I'll leave the car here.
It could be a lot worse than a mall.
But like a mall parking lot, you're like, I'm a dead duck. Because at the end of the night, you know, like they drive around and they'll, you know, there's. You know, I don't know
what
they're
going to do.
You don't know mall protocol.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Anyways.
We'll have to talk about that on next week's episode.
Sure, why not?
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes if you go to hibernianradio.org or you can visit us at iTunes and find us at Hooley's Hooley Show.
Mm-hmm.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yum.
Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn.
Yeah.
And personal injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher.
Ah.
Yep.
We will see you next week.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean. Serious.